Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Avery Johnson. What up, coach? How you doing today?
Hey, how you guys doing today? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, of course, man. You know it. It's really good to have you. And I know that you've been up to your ears with the draft stuff. It seems overly complicated or overly nebulous, I think I should say, this year. There's not a lot of intel, no NCAA tournament, so you couldn't gauge the guys who might go in the first round, couldn't really judge them in pressure situations, a lot of international players, as always. You're picking first overall. Say if you're under the T-Wolves, what are you doing, coach? Let's start with that. Who are you taking first overall?
I'm taking Anthony Edwards. Mm-hmm. Freshman guard out of Georgia. Had an outstanding freshman year. Really put on a show early in the season in the Maui Classic. This kid, you know, has an NBA body. He's a freak athlete. Has superior athleticism. He'll be a much improved shooter at the next level. Can create his own shot. This kid, I'm not going to say can't miss, because there's not a can't miss guy in this draft.
Yep.
A la Tim Duncan, you know, or guys like that. But this kid is outstanding, and I think he's a really good fit to go along with Carl Anthony Towns and D'Angelo Russell.
And by the way, he's going to be, and he's obviously going top five. If he goes first, we'll see. He very well might. But he'll become only the second Georgia Bulldog to go top five. Dominique Wilkins pulled that back in the day in the early 80s. You know, the only thing, coach, that worries me, and Teek and I were talking about this. I know you saw the quotes, and you don't want to read too much into quotes. He's a young man, and maybe the tongue got tied. Maybe the brain got cluttered. It happens. It happens to grown men, so it can certainly happen to a young kid. But, you know, he basically said he loves football more than he loves basketball. Like, that would really worry me. That, no concerns with that?
No, not at all. I think what he was saying was he loves to watch football. He loves, oh, I wouldn't read too much into it. I've been watching this kid like a lot of these kids because I coached in college since they were in 7th and 8th grade. So this kid loves basketball. He'll be in the gym at midnight working on his game.
Okay.
Then if he doesn't have a game on Sundays, he'll be watching it.
Yeah, basically what Avery said, because I think he cut out a minute there. He said he loves watching football more than he loves watching basketball, which I can get. You know, coach, this offseason is so short. It's truncated. There's going to be hardly any time for acclimation for some of these young kids. And I wonder, you know, for the one team – the top of the draft is the Golden State Warriors, who can be viable right away. Do you think that influences who they want to draft? And they don't have time, so to speak, for a project. They need to draft someone, I said Obi Toppin, who can come in, who's mature, can play right away, contribute, and get it. You know what I mean? Because he's sort of a grown man in a college game. You know, do you think that's possible for a team like the Warriors? Or would it be more prudent for them to move out and try to get some assets somewhere else?
Well, TJ, I think this is an instant replay on our 1997 situation and draft. You know, we were with the Spurs, we were 22-60, I think, that year, and we ended up with the first pick. And we had the rest of our players coming back that were injured. And we said, look, Tim Duncan is a no-brainer. This guy, we need to win now. So whatever the projections are on anybody else, we're taking Tim Duncan. And that's why I really believe – that the Golden State Warriors, if he's sitting there at number two, as much as I love Obi Toppin, player of the year last year in college, had one of his games on CBS Sports Network, I think the Warriors are going to take James Wiseman because he solves a lot of their interior issues, especially when Draymond's not in the game. I know they like to play small.
Yep.
They got to play against, you know, Anthony Davis in the Western Conference. A lot of the big guys, you know, so I believe Porzingis. So I believe that the Warriors at number two, if he's sitting there, they're going to take James Wiseman. But don't be surprised if they take a kid like LaMelo Ball, who I heard blew them away in his workouts for the Warriors.
Well, let's get to LaMelo a little bit here. You know, I think any concerns about his dad being a pain is that's been mitigated. That's not what nobody's worried about that anymore. That's over. So now you deal with the kid's body type, you deal with the IQ, you deal with the playmaking ability. You know, I know he's got range, although he is erratic. He didn't shoot the ball well over in Australia, but he makes players better. I mean, are you fully sold on LaMelo? And if not, what is the reservation at this point, Coach?
Well, I think I'm not concerned about his dad because, you know, you look at the way these NBA teams are set up. They're not college teams, right? They don't have to cater to parents. And I've been in both situations. I would say with LaMelo, this is a kid that's basically had the NBA and the lottery on his mind since he was a baby, basically. And that was because of his dad's leadership. And, you know, I've seen him playing some big games, both in high school, AAU level. The kid is an unbelievable passer. I think he's an above-average shooter. I think he shoots it better than his brother. I think my concerns would be, like with a lot of these kids, you know, he has to get a lot stronger and tougher physically. But they're kids, and I just want to see how his game translates to the NBA, especially in the half court. Sure, we've seen him on the break. You know, he can pass it. He can shoot it from all three levels. But what happens when the game slows down and he has to play in the half court and really have to have that high level of basketball IQ and savviness that you need, especially at the point guard position?
So we're talking to Avery Johnson and many coaches. He's coached many players. He won a championship with the Spurs. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Avery, what would you do if you were the Houston Rockets? Now, obviously, they've turned over coach, general manager. James Harden's not going to sign his deal. He wants them to leave and go to the Nets. Yes, you're I don't want to say stuck, but you are. You're stuck with Russell Westbrook right now. What's the path for the Houston Rockets right now? Is this a complete rebuild, or what do they do?
You know, guys, what I've heard, when you come on Tiki and Tierney, you got to tell the truth, right?
That's right, Coach.
That's right.
Sing it, baby.
That's right.
That's right, Coach. Chirp it.
Yeah, the Rockets, man, they should trade Harden and Westbrook and start all over again.
Yeah,
this is a rebuild. This is the textbook rebuild. And here are a couple of facts. Even if Westbrook and Harden returns, there's a high probability that they're not going to make the playoffs next year. You have the Warriors. They're coming. The Warriors are going to be a top four team, barring any unforeseen injury.
Definitely. Yep.
Phoenix Suns traded for Chris Paul to go along with Devin Booker and their roster, Monty Williams.
Yeah.
You have teams like the New Orleans Pelicans and the Memphis Grizzlies
Denver.
On the outside looking in. Denver, Dallas, to go along with the Lakers and the Clippers and you know, those teams at the top. So I really believe this is a situation they're going to be disgruntled, unhappy. You're not going to have any really good chemistry because they just don't want to be there.
Yeah.
The same way Anthony Davis didn't want to be in New Orleans. So this is a textbook opportunity to start all over again, especially with guys that have those really inflated contracts where you can try to get some draft picks and look to the future.
Yeah. Totally agree. And Tiggy agrees too.
Yeah, but 100%.
My concern would be, let's say the destination is Brooklyn. That's where he wants to go. If I'm Houston, I'm not going to send him there just because he wants to go there. If that's the best deal that I could get, then that's where I'll ship him. I'm going to put him out there, and I'm with you. For sale sign, best offer, we handle business, and we trade him. But if it does become Brooklyn, I don't think Durant will have an issue adapting. I worry about Kyrie Irving, who's moody and a little erratic in terms of his personality, in terms of on the court. Not away from him. He's a good guy, but he's just you don't know which Kyrie Irving showed up in a locker room every night. And then you got James Harden, who's used to he's among the highest usage rates in the game. So if your coach and you have a rookie coach, I mean, between those three guys, I know it looks good. It sounds good. They're going to score 150 points a game. But would they win a championship, Coach?
Well, I believe that you have a situation where the coaching staff is reinforced by the assistants. So, you know, I had an opportunity to be Steve Nash's teammate for a year, mm-hmm. and he's an incredible guy. He'll be a rookie coach, but they're supported by Jack Vaughn, who's got years of coaching experience at the head coaching level and assistant coaching level, you know, from the Spurs. And now you have Mike D'Antoni, who's, you know, been a head coach, you know, pretty much all of his career. Mm-hmm. So I think the support from the coaching staff is there. The support from ownership is there. One of the best things that can happen to James Harden is, you know, his usage rate really is reduced a little bit because of guys like Kevin Durant and mm-hmm. Kyrie Irving being able to take some pressure off him.
Yeah.
James Harden is committed more on the defensive end. So I think this is a great opportunity. It could work. You know, they're in the Eastern Conference. I'm not sold on any team in the Eastern Conference. And if Kevin Durant's healthy and Kyrie Irving is healthy and in the right mindset, this would definitely be my pick to come out of these.
Well, Avery, let me ask another question, because there's a Woj bomb that just dropped that is, Al Horford is being traded for a first and second round pick to the Thunder for Danny Green, and it's less about Al Horford and his impact, et cetera, but. You know, BT actually brought this up, I don't know, months ago, saying James Harden should get traded, maybe about a month ago, should be traded to the 76ers as opposed to any other team. This was before he even it indicated that he wanted to leave. And if James Harden went to the Sixers, do you see them as being a viable team? Because what they've lacked, obviously, is a shooter.
Yeah, absolutely. When you're talking about the Sixers and my good friend Doc Rivers who's taking over that program, mm-hmm. they got to have guys that can spread the floor, especially if they're going to move Ben Simmons back to the point guard spot. So if you're looking at the Sixers, and I had a chance to go and watch them play last year, I just saw the floor shrinking, mm-hmm. and Ben Simmons didn't have enough room to operate. So anybody that they can add to that roster to spread the floor, it's the new NBA. The new NBA is not about ground and pound. It's about spreading the floor, you know, giving guys an opportunity to operate in space. And because of Ben Simmons' lack of shooting ability, you need to surround him with as many shooters as you can if he's still on the team and not involved in the trade.
So you get a shooter here, maybe that means that Embiid's going to be the one that's going to be shipped out. Maybe they keep Simmons. You get a shooter in Danny Green. You surround him with shooters, as Coach said. I don't know. Could be the first move of another move. I wish we had a lot more time. I want to finish it the way we started, at least with the draft. One more thing, Coach. Not too long. The guy that I feel is getting overlooked, and I would love to see my team get him at number 8. I think he's going to be gone because I think there's a smokescreen. Tyrese Haliburton. I love his arms. I love his intelligence in terms of his length and, you know, what he can cover. I love his IQ. He's a great locker room guy. The shot's a little ugly looking, but it's efficient, kind of like Sean Marion. Looks a little wacky, but it goes in. Are you a Haliburton fan? I'm a big fan. Do you like him?
Love the kid. 6'6", long rangy, can play multiple positions, capable three-point shooter, a high basketball IQ. You know, got injured last year, but, you know, this is a kid, you played in the Big 12. I like his ceiling. This kid has the talent, Haliburton, to potentially be a perennial all-star.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, he really projects well, and not just in the immediate, but long-term for any team that drafts him. Yeah. So I'm definitely a buyer. When it comes to Haliburton,
you could just see him making plays in conference, you know, down the road, conference finals, yep, NBA finals. Like, he's just that kind of guy, that kind of player. Yep. Coach, we're a little late, but it was great having CBS Sports HQ. Keep doing a great job. I know you guys are all over the coverage tonight. Thanks a lot, Avery. We appreciate you, buddy.
Okay, I'm about to jump on HQ right now to talk about that trade.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.